Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You're educating them as to what wins, you know, ball security and in the field position. And yeah, there's a confidence level that has to be built, though. It can't be just manifested on its own, and that's taken place throughout the course of the season. So obviously we're playing a real good football team, and we're going to have to play a real complete game.
Sean, good luck, buddy.
Payton. Sean Payton.
You suck!
Sorry, I'm just getting warmed up. You know, that's how I watch the game. I'm always yelling obscenities at the opposing coaches from my couch.
I could see it. I could see there being sort of an alt you.
Yeah, not
so
much.
It's out there watching games, no. Yelling, losing your mind.
No. I'm way too, I mean, I might have overcorrected. I might be too relaxed. I don't know.
The Joe Ostrowski point got you excited a little bit. And me too. That even though he was still like younger me, would have been blasting the fight song
right.
Whenever Notre Dame scores. Not so much that, but he did say he's feeling it.
Yeah, he's feeling it, and his wife is feeling it, and like that. I mean, I said in the course of it, like, I never minded one bit. I mean, I'm married more than 25 years now. I'm fine. My wife is not that into sports, but there's a little envy there, like and that can cut both ways because you could drive each other crazy. Right, you and I have been like that. Remember when the Sabres were good and they'd be
barely,
in the playoffs? And like, I remember being really edgy with you on, like, you know, afternoons before playoff games that first year, 06. Anyway, so you can kind of grade on one another if you're both agitated because you have anxiety about a sporting event. Like that can work each other. But I love the idea of the house being just buzzing with that sort of anticipation / anxiety. I've learned anything over the years of talking about this and thinking about how I do it, I don't think there's – I've heard a lot of people, like, even in the run-up to this game, are you excited or nervous? Like, it's all one thing to me. Like, there's always anxiety. There's always going to be nerves. They could lose.
Anxiety is the definition of nervous energy.
And, like, so that's part of being excited. Like, I shouldn't say it that way. For sports, anyway, I think you need that. I mean, I get excited, plenty excited to go see my favorite band or, you know, any band I really, really like. It doesn't have to be my favorite necessarily, but like I'm going to see, like, all right, there's really no downside. You know, nobody's going to lose, right? They're going to play. They're probably going to play really well, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm going to leave after 2 hours or whatever and be like, man, that was great, right? So there's no nerves going into that. Sports, that's the juice sports gives you. Like, it's not a guarantee. So, I don't know, nervous or excited, like, it's the same. Like, the nerves are a part of it. I welcome it. I think you got to learn to do that. I think, you know, as a performer, you definitely got to learn to do that. But I think even as a fan, you just have to accept that that's part of it. If you're signing up for it, I miss it when I don't have it. It's why I need to have some... You know, something. There's going to be some downside. You got to be able to hurt me. Otherwise, I'm not getting the full experience.
I think one facet of all of that for a lot of fans would be that this is year 5 of this. And that was a big talking point through the year, the off season and into the season, was how with each playoff failure, the next one just seems like more crucial the next year to avoid it. Because eventually you run out. And this is not me saying, like, this is it. And I think what can add to anxiety in the wild card is that you're, like, more than a touchdown favorite at home against a team that we really haven't taken seriously at all. Like, there's been no conversation about this season and where it's headed that involved the Denver Broncos at any point until like 2 weeks ago when it looked like they would be the opponent.
And at that it was, I hope they're the opponent.
That's right.
For a lot of us. It wasn't like, oh no. It was like, yeah, that's my preferred outcome, actually. So,
but everybody knows all of this. They've been so close. They've been so good. And they've been so close. And now here is your, I say five. I mean, you could use 2019 or even 2017. Those are McDermott teams. 19 is an Allen team. 20 is when it got real. 20 is COVID, and these guys are great.
Mm-hmm.
Not just good, they're great. Allen is great. From there to now, 4 years, give or take a few days. Like, it's a fifth realistic opportunity to win it. And this week, you know, you can't lose this week. You lose to Baltimore, other teams are good. You lose to Kansas City, that's happened. You can't lose to Denver.
No.
So there's your anxiety is really, I mean, that'll be those future games too if they come. I mean, at least because of the
sure
the magnitude of all this, the importance that it's been placed on it. But, you know, this week is more of a
there's a lot to lose. I think emotionally for fans, there's a big difference between you could lose this game and you better not lose this game, right? Like you play Baltimore, you play Kansas City, you could lose that game. Like I think objectively, fans, even the dudes out there painting their face, you could lose the game. You got it, you're going in. This one very much feels like you better not lose this game. It is. Did you mention the Jacksonville game from 96 yesterday or the day before?
That sounds like
I feel like it came up. I think maybe I'm walking into a trap. I feel kind of about this game like I felt about that game. And you know, it doesn't line up exactly year by year, but it's close enough. I mean, the Bills got good in 88, 89, so it's a longer tenure still. But by 96, like all we knew was, they're in the Wildcats. Fine, it's a team from Florida. It's January. They wear teal. Come on, get out of here. There's no way that they can hang and punch with Buffalo. And they came up here, and they did, and they beat the Bills. So, I don't know, it might be, you know, Denver's not from Florida, obviously, but I might be making...
Denver is not from Florida.
I might be making... I'm pretty sure of that. I might be making the same mistake here, but I feel like you better not lose this game. It's Denver. Come on.
That's a nice position to be in when you're on the other side.
If you're Denver, yeah.
Nothing to lose. This is the eighth playoff game, Bills playoff game of their last 10 to be played at home. And fifth straight. Working backwards, Kansas City and Pittsburgh last year, Cincinnati and Miami the year before that. The only two road games since 2020 have been at Arrowhead.
See, that's the good thing about losing in the divisional round. If you're the two seed, you don't ever have to go.
You have to travel.
You never have to go on the road. You get home field advantage.
You don't have to travel.
I'm so sorry.
So, 8 out of 10 in the last 5 years have been home games. Indianapolis, Baltimore, New England, Miami, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Denver. Eight different teams. How about that?
Well, Baltimore would be the first repeat if they get in here next week.
And if it's Houston or the Chargers, it would be nine.
It's a big if.
Houston or the Chargers would make nine.
Right. Sorry.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Eight playoff games at home in four-plus seasons, five seasons, against eight different teams. And Nance and Romo have called the last six, including this one. Jim Nance and Tony Romo are up to eight with this game, eight Bills playoff games each as a team, eight for each guy. Dick Enberg had 10. No one else has more than eight.
All right. Well,
that happened kind of quickly that Tony Romo became by far
the
person who has been the color man for most Bills playoff games easily.
Next week. Go
ahead.
If
I'm listening.
If Baltimore wins, if Buffalo wins, and so we get that. That's divisional round. Kansas City's hosting the winner of Chargers Texans. Nance and Romo go to Kansas City, right? They're the number one seed.
I think maybe, but Baltimore Buffalo could be Sunday night.
Okay.
Sunday night is NBC.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, Detroit and Minnesota again, or the MVP thing.
Baltimore
Buffalo is Sunday night.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, like, they could eclipse Enberg this year. Like, if it,
they could. They don't have the Super Bowl. Fox does.
Okay, so they could. They, if they got next week, they could get to 9, and then the title game would be 10.
Do they play 4 and 8 on Sunday night now in the divisional round? There's no 1 o'clock Sunday divisional game anymore because there's Sunday night, so it has to be 4 and 8.
I have that here. I don't have obviously
both days are going to be 4 and 8.
Nothing is filled in, but the times are out there. So. Oh, no, the times aren't even listed. Damn it.
But I
think that's right.
Or not 4 and 8. Well, what was Bills Kansas City?
3:30, 6:30 they've done for the championship games. Is that maybe what is it closer to that maybe?
What was Kansas City Buffalo? Sunday late?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Is there a game after that? I have to look now. Matt is next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. I've heard that comparison with the Jags 96 playoff game before, and I have to say I don't buy it because for a few reasons. One, well, I was at that game, but neither here nor there growing up. One, Kelly was on his last leg. He was terrible that year. He had thrown 11 touchdowns and 19 interceptions with a 58% completion rate, so I mean, he was bad, and the offense couldn't score points. They averaged under 20 points a game that year, and it was the defense that was propping them up.
You're right. You're right, Matt. Not to cut you off, but like, it's not worth elaborating on that. I mean, it's just there are lots of reasons to think it's different. You're right. That was the. I remember that game too, and Bob Trumpy saying the week before the Bills had to beat Kansas City the week before to make the playoffs. The winner of that game made the playoffs. He said the winner of this game will be the worst team in the playoffs. So somebody at least was making an argument the Bills were the worst team in the playoffs. They just never lost a playoff game at Rich Stadium, right. And they're playing an expansion team. That's really it. So not to cut you short, but sound quality wasn't great, and we got it. Like that, there's no need to elaborate on that. Last year, Kansas City Buffalo was CBS, and it was the last game of the weekend. So there was not a Sunday night game. Maybe it was a Saturday night. NBC, maybe.
Yeah.
San Francisco, Green Bay? Would that have been it? I don't know.
Yeah.
No need to elaborate on this either, I guess. honestly, in fairness to Matt.
Right.
But
yeah.
It was a like 3 and 6:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
That game kicked.
That's what
6:30.
I think. 3 and 6:30 is what I remember. Yeah.
All right. Well, so, that's Nance and Romo then. If that's next week,
unless they go to Kansas City, that's where I started here. Like, will
it's
they
way worse.
Will they go to Kansas City?
No,
because they're the top team.
No,
the Ravens Bills is the
Ravens
game.
And the Bills would be the game of the year.
Yeah,
that is it.
Yeah,
I think we'll see.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, the Steve Foley Law pregame show with Paul Hamilton, Sabres Senators coming up at 6. Mm. This is what?
I just thought about how Kansas City, if in fact they decide to not send Nance and Romo to Kansas City as the one seed and the three-time Super Bowl champions already and send them to Buffalo, that Kansas City is going to use that as a rallying cry. That'll be Travis Kelce yelling into cameras on TV, "Hey, you didn't respect us!" And I'm going to hate him all over again, even though he's still in love with Taylor Swift, which is my favorite thing about the Chiefs ever.
Was Baltimore-Houston an NBC game? I'll figure this out. Back after this on WGR.